So while this channeling starts, this is from the Lion Beings of Sirius, and the invitation is to bring attention into the heart and center, open to notice how we physically feel in our hearts and centers now, without naming those sensations, letting them be abstract. Opening to notice that sensation of breath in the body, the lift and drop, the rise and fall, and opening to notice the sensations in the body as a whole. And keeping our attention returning to these three anchoring somatic points to notice. So the sensations in the heart and center, the rise and fall of the breath and the body as a whole, so that we are feeling our own resonance and our own vibratory responses to the energy transmission that's contained within the channeling. And making your own invocations as you prefer. Mine are always to receive only what's for me, to allow what's not to pass me by safely, and to connect and open to only that which is in absolute integrity of unconditional love in a way that's safe and kind and graceful. All right, so let's begin. I just feel that judging by the energy report from yesterday, and the themes on the move now, what I'm picking up, I don't know what's coming, but what I'm picking up is that there's a focus on how, when we pay attention to the little picture, we help the big picture. On how, when we bring our attention within, not necessarily inwards, but actually close to us, what's close to us, we can help heal our responses, to allow compassion to arise. And through the arising of compassion, not only bringing that note and vibrancy to the field of collective consciousness right now as a supportive resonance in the collective field, helping heal some of the bigger picture things, but through compassion, finding our way to a healed, renewed quality of passion. That is the creative focus for us navigating our way forward through the next few months and the next 8 years, as we are all players in building the structures and the infrastructures in consciousness and in the material world that support us living a new Earth reality in a shift from 3D to 5D, whatever that means for each and every one of us. So these are the hints I have. I will now relax out of the way and see what the lion beings have to bring through for us. So they are supporting us open to the divine resonances, wakening now in our human blueprint, and all of these divine resonances support our remembering connectivity, and applying that remembering in different areas of our lives and our worldly living, all those areas of creation where we take responsibility. And at any time, there are always different resonances awakening, just like in any movement of music, there are always different notes coming to the fore. So too are there always different notes playing in us. Allowing these energetics to work with you lovingly, kindly, and gracefully, a way that supports you personally. I would invoke your higher self as the administrator of this, the guardian of how you receive what's being transmitted. We each have our own way of making our invocations and our intentions. This is an invitation only. So these are light codes, frequencies in the shape of sounds that are supporting the energetics that are part of this channel transmission. Ma he esta he ya ta aka mai hitahana. I'm really aware of some of the old control energetic forms being very delicately and intricately worked on in the details. It's like on the finer, gossamer-fine details. Some of those old energetic control patterns being invited to release themselves from the central column, the root, and the shoulders, across the shoulders, and lower neck especially. The reason for this is it simply invites a freer flow, a return to natural flow, which supports expansion in the areas of the details of our life. So it allows us to make a shift, or it supports us in the shift we are making from a control-based way of managing the details of our human and worldly lives, the things closest to us. It allows us and invites us to relax into a unity-based, connected way, making little shifts with small details in our worldly lives. Kitten's helping. You got her. So when you see like a jerking happening, that's when we're working with the field here, the collective field. That's when, shall we say, constrictions leave all of a sudden. They are suddenly released. So the sudden release of old constricted energetic patterns. You see energy workers doing that convulsing that can so often happen. That's my perception. That's what happens for me when that's what's going on. So that's when I know I'm releasing old constrictive energy patterns all of a sudden. So just keeping the attention, even while the words are here, if you can, on how we feel inside. So the sensations in the heart and center, opening to notice without naming, the sensation of the breath in the body, the rise And for all the lift and drop, that rhythm, opening to notice that rhythm makes a shape. Whatever that shape is, we don't need to have a clear idea. We can let that be abstract. But just possibly in the shape of anything, there is a center. And in the center of anything, there is a still point. A still point in the movement. You're invited to bring your attention to the still point in the movement now. Don't worry about whether this is accomplished or not. That's not important. It's the intention that matters here now. Oh, hi. Speak on that one a moment. Is there anything you may be noticing while this is coming through, if you are noticing things? See if you can just allow things to be exactly as they are without needing to read in meaning to them. Meaning may arise, but not attaching to that meaning. Simply allowing it to be there or not. Allowing things to arise are witnessed and noticed without needing to know what they mean, what to do about them, what should be happening. There's no shoulds, no right or wrong experiences to be having during an energy transmission. You've set up your field of protection. You've made your invocations. The protection is contained within the transmission itself, even if you have not. And you will be receiving via your higher selves what's for you, only in an appropriate way in this moment. So what you notice is not the most important thing here. There's no right or wrong way to experience this. Okay. So, however, if you did notice things, this is a lovely time to bring to your, to bring in front of you maybe a workbook or a sketchbook and a pencil. And before, without thinking on it, allow yourself to draw or write anything you may have, that may have come to you during that energy transmission there while we were working. And again, while you're drawing and writing, see if you can let go of needing to understand what it is that you're connecting with. It's just like writing down your dreams when you wake up. The more you do this, the clearer the pathway for intercommunication is between your energetic perception and your waking perception, your perception of energy and your perception of the world around you. And it helps form that bridge and strengthen it. So ordinarily, I would be suggesting listening to the body and opening to any subtle movements that want to happen. But it feels like we're not quite at that completion integration point just yet. So I'm just going to see if there are, what there is here now that would like to come through in support for us at the moment. Beloveds. I'm being further aligned before the rest of this transmission comes through, so I'm going to let them work with me for that. And meanwhile, I'm feeling a big heart energy, a real loving presence that's kind of stepping forward to bring through gifts. Best word I can find for this. We are here as your friends, not as your masters, not as your teachers. We are your friends. This is how we relate to you. This is how we know so many of you. At other planes and dimensions, we dance together, we interact. We not only journey together and exchange traveling anecdotes, but we embark on projects together. You are our colleagues and co-mentors. We are your equals. We perceive your multidimensionality and understand the nature of your perspective through the interactions we have at other dimensional levels. So you see, we do not fully understand the subjectivity of your human experience. That is so often why we choose to connect with you through channeling. And in this way, because it brings us, in a sense, a little closer, dimensionally closer. We are, by necessity, downstepping our frequencies to allow for a convergence between us. But we know the you who already is here present with us at the frequential dimension, dimensional planes in which we operate naturally and comfortably. We have a certain dexterity in navigating different dimensional planes. And this is, we witness your expanding capacity to experience yourself simultaneously present in multiple dimensions of reality, and to integrate your experience from multiple points in different dimensions of reality as something you process humanly, you incorporate from a physical, here now, time, space, continuum perspective. We find that the more present you are in the here, now, time and space continuum, the more anchored you remain when you navigate other dimensions. You are accomplished navigators in many ways. And are requiring of yourselves more and more to remain fully seated within your hearts and centers, within your physical environments, present with what is going on around you in your world, while you expand your spectrum of attention into other realms. We define a realm as that which contains a set of dimensions of the self, of reality, of not just contains a set of dimensions. The self also contains realms which within them contain sets of dimensions. With you, this human you, at the heart and center. And when you are in the heart and center of yourself, you can also open to be present in the heart and center of the you who is present in every set of dimensions of the self that you are. This is why we always begin our channelings with this invitation to bring your physical attention to the sensations happening in the body, in this location, in your heart and center. For when you do this, you are resting in the gateway, a centralizing gateway that can take you back, that can open the map of all of who you are for you to travel, explore, navigate from a singularity, a reference point from which you may explore and return and navigate yourselves by always knowing where you are in relationship to this reference point of the center, of the here and now moment in time, of the physicality, the physical self who has utilized their free will to sit down and choose to navigate, to open the map of themselves for to navigate this. It is important, therefore, to maintain touch contact with this heart and center, whether you do this by touching back down to notice how am I physically feeling in this part of my body, the very center of myself here, this center of myself, or whether you extend and expand that by bringing your hands into play and touching physically this part of you to help your attention rest here, while simultaneously noticing, opening to notice whatever else swims into your awareness when you set the coordinates for the adventure you're going to have in self inner exploration. And the adventure you're going to have, the nature of it, the experience of it, is contained within those coordinates that you have when you set out upon any meditation, any journey, any adventure into awareness itself. Your coordinates are your intentions, your reasons for exploring yourself, what you are hoping to discover from this. What you would like to receive from the endeavor. And these can be nameless and unnamed. They can be undefined. They can be known and felt rather than named and spoken. They can be expansive and abstract rather than reductive and precise. But unless you consciously choose your coordinates to know why you are exploring yourself, for what reason, what matters to you in the heart of hearts, you may go on potentially random adventures. So and they may bring you certainly gifts, but not always that which you can reliably build and repeatedly build upon in a cumulative way to begin to trust your own navigational reference points for self-exploration. And everyone has a unique way of navigating the map of themselves. Everybody has indeed a unique map. We speak to the sacred centers that are and the alchemical pathways in consciousness, in the map of your collective human blueprints, that can be found also in all of your human blueprints, the map of consciousness that is you having this collective and individual human experience here now. The map containing the encodements for how you will experience every facet of your human self manifest, express, responsive within its reality here and now. So we speak to the general, shared, present in everybody, in everyone, sacred centers and alchemical pathways in your human blueprint. But each of you will have a unique experience of what arises for you when you connect to our transmissions on this specifically. Just as every human being and every entity has a unique experience of its own existence. This is the nature of subjectivity. And subjectivity is a divine gift, honored, valued, and loved by the Creator. By all that is. By consciousness itself. Thank you. We feel this is a little window into the isness, what we shall be bringing through, or what can come through the lens of light, refracting a perspective on oneness that is this individuation with whom we have an alliance. We speak on sovereignty, ownership, response, ability, and the delights of safely, groundedly, in an anchored way, exploring the self, the multidimensionality of being, whilst being physically and fully human. In so doing, we learn from you much of what it means to be human that we are unable to see from our set of dimensions. So you see, this is always a two-way dance. It's always a relationship of giving and receiving, not of not of imposing, not of asserting over, but a dance of interrelationship, of interconnectivity. And we feel it is an exciting one, one with many opportunities for discovery on both sides, we hope. So we shall be reappearing in other channelings, and we look forward to these meetings. We look forward to how we will grow and change shape. Become more and access more of who we are. Access more of the all that is through our shared connections. So thank you, dear ones, beloveds. Thank you. We invite you to a peaceful, a peaceful heart connection. Heart connected farewell. An embrace, if you will, of gratitude and love from us to you, with you, from you. Thank you. And just as we greet you from our hearts, we leave you from our hearts. Until next time, farewell. And with love. So I feel we're still bathing really in the fond farewell here. There is a beautiful softness present. So before rushing off, just allowing ourselves, if we feel to gently open our eyes. Our eyes were closed and return to the here and now with the intention to take something with us from what we've sat through today into our days. So this softness that infuses us, or whatever infuses us from love itself that we may have received, stays with us. So you're invited to open to notice again the physical sensation in the whole of the self. Bring awareness to what we're looking at and go about our days with love and thanks.